The Deputy Food and Agriculture Minister, Dr. Yakubu Al-Hassan, says the introduction of genetically modified foods still remains the alternative to attain total food sufficiency. Explaining the ministry's stance on GMOs at the Meet the Press series in Accra, Dr. Yakubu said the issue of losing natural seeds and loss of livelihoods by farmers should not be the reason to lag behind modern ways of agriculture. He said apart from farmers achieving all-year-round yields, there will also be increase in production. A report by Irab Napaha.
The crop subsector continues to dominate subsectorial contributions and remains the single largest economic activity, accounting for 15.6% of GDP last year. Food and Agriculture Minister Clement Kofi Umado mentioned food staples secured in production as at the end of 2013.
For the subsectors, it is the crop subsector that experienced the largest growth rate of 5.9%. Livestock 5.3%, and forestry and logging did not show any increase. And then also fishing went up 5.8%. Then we also had excellent production in maize, to the extent that stocks of maize are locked up in the rural areas, and we have had to find how to evacuate these maize and to prevent farmers from losses.
Mr. Umado identified some food items in which Ghana is not self-sufficient, though she has comparative advantage.
We need to produce more for exports. The challenges there are agricultural lands for tree crops like oil palm is decreasing. We cannot easily get contiguous lands like 10,000 hectares. We have 1,000 here, 2,000 there, 3,000 there. And that is a major challenge to expanding oil palm production. And we also need to develop access roads, extend electricity to these areas.
As echoed in the State of the Nation address delivered by President Mahama on the production of rice, the minister outlined the ministry's mission of achieving a rice production growth of 20% per annum to attain self-sufficiency by 2018 and to reach a surplus of 13%.
The ministry had done an analysis and started working out a program of how to turn the situation around. The import of rice has been increasing since 2009, and the figure for 2013 is 644,000 metric tons. And in terms of value, the dollar value has also been increasing up to almost $400 million.
He stated that crops such as yam, rubber, cashew and tomatoes are top export priorities. Poultry and livestock over the last 5 years have cost the country an average of $200 million annually in terms of importation. But in order to curb the importation of unwholesome poultry and other meat products, the ministry announced the strict enforcement of the Import Regulation Act.
Irab Napaha reporting. In a sharp rebuttal, the Economic Justice Network says Ghana has what it takes to produce if farmers are well-resourced and provided with markets for their produce. The network says Ghanaian farmers have constantly complained of access roads to bring home what they have produced and urge government to focus on addressing the complaints and not hide behind GMOs. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a member of the Economic Justice Network, Charles Inyaba, wondered why the government is bent on introducing GMOs.
I don't know what the Ministry of Food and Agriculture is talking about. Look, Ghana, we don't have problem with product. If you remember, and now even if you go through the out the country, we have a lot of food stalls by farmers, but they are not getting market for those food stalls. I remember, in 2008, tomato farmers, internal irrigation and via and other areas have to commit suicide because they produce tomatoes and they couldn't get market for their product. Even today, when you go to Tichima, you go to Tumu and other areas, farmers have a lot of maize that they store. They're looking for good market. The problem is not about production. The farmers have capacity. The problem has to do with market assets, good network to farm gates and other. So what are they talking about food sufficiency? We should address those challenges rather than talking about introduction of GMOs. GMOs cannot be solution to food sufficiency in this country because we don't have problem with production. We disagree with that assessment that day.
Charles Inyaba is a member of Economic Justice Network.